Chapter 3. Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know, to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing of it. Namely, the five lords of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hivites who lived on Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal-Hamon to the entrance of Hamath. They were left to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would listen to the commandments of the Lord, after he commanded their fathers by Moses. The children of Israel lived among the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their own daughters to their sons, and served their gods. The children of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and forgot their God, and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. Therefore the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Cushan-Rishathaim 8 years. When the children of Israel cried to the Lord raised up a Savior to the children of Israel who saved them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. The Spirit of the Lord came on him, and he judged Israel, and he went out to war, and the Lord delivered Cushan-Rishathaim, king of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his hand prevailed against Cushan-Rishathaim. The land had rest 40 years. Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. The children of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord strengthened Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. He gathered to him the children of Ammon and Amalek, and he went and struck Israel, and they possessed the city of palm trees. The children of Israel served Eglon, the king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried to the Lord raised them up a Savior, Ehud, the son of Gera, the Benjamite, a left-handed man. The children of Israel sent tribute by him to Eglon, the king of Moab. Ehud made him a sword which had 2 edges, a cubit in length, and he girded it under his clothing on his right thigh. He offered the tribute to Eglon, the king of Moab. Now Eglon was a very fat man. When he made an end of offering the tribute, he sent away the people who bore the tribute. But he himself turned back from the quarries that were by Gilgal and said, I have a secret errand to you, king. He said, Keep silence. All who stood by him went out from him. Ehud came to him, and he was sitting by himself alone in the cool upper room. Ehud said, I have a message from God to you. He arose out of his seat. Ehud put forth his left hand, and took the sword from his right thigh, and thrust it into his body, and the shaft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed on the blade, for he didn't draw the sword out of his body, and it came out behind. Then Ehud went forth into the porch, and shut the doors of the upper room on him, and locked them. Now when he was gone out, his servants came, and they saw, and behold, the doors of the upper room were locked, and they said, Surely he is covering his feet in the upper chamber. They waited until they were ashamed, and behold, he didn't open the doors of the upper room. Therefore they took the key and opened them, and behold, their lord was fallen down dead on the earth. Ehud escaped while they waited, and passed beyond the quarries, and escaped to Sarah. It happened when he had come that he blew a trumpet in the hill country of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the hill country, and he before them. He said to them, Follow after me, for the Lord has delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. They went down after him and took the fords of the Jordan against the Moabites, and didn't allow a man to pass over. They struck up Moab at that time about 10,000 men, every brave man and every man of valor, and there escaped not a man. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel. The land had rest 80 years. After him was Shamgar the son of Anath, who struck of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also saved Israel.